a sport organization for people with intellectual disabilities. Special Olympics movement has over 170 countries in it with over 4 million athletes, and in Canada there's 44,000 and 24,000 here in Ontario. So as they say, the greatest good for the greatest number happens in at the local community, and we've got a great program in Hamilton with Hamilton Special Olympics.
And, you know, generally, how long has Special Olympics been around? It's not something, obviously, that's new.
No, we're actually just getting ready, Stu, to celebrate our 50th anniversary. So it's a great great story with a Canadian touch to it, really close to your home front in Burlington. Is the creator, the brainchild of the Special Olympics movement, was developed by a Canadian, a physical education professor by the name of Dr. Frank Hayden. So great Canadian pride in what the Special Olympics movement has done worldwide, with a Canadian really having a great hand in it.
Some of our listeners out there tonight might be thinking, okay, Special Olympics Ontario, great organization, but what does that have to do with the Hamilton Bulldogs and the Ontario Hockey League? Where's the connection between the two?
Well, there's a couple of connections, too. The first sport in Special Olympics was floor hockey, and so it's a great hockey connection to the movement, but really, it started in 2007 when we were holding our winter games in Owen Sound, a small community, and the Owen Sound Attack really got behind it, and they were the ones that really helped us facilitate a relationship around the OHL, and we're surprised and pleased with how many of the teams embraced it really quickly. They had a real soft spot for the movement. Many of them had a relationship already, and they really liked the partnership that was really out front with it, and that's the policing community. We're really fortunate that that's the biggest partnership we have is with the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. So the combination of people wanting to really embrace the movement and the connection that we had with the policing community just made it a win-win. And so since 2007, we've been having a game night, and this year we're really excited. We've been able to put most of the games are going to happen in November. So for all intents and purposes, November's somewhat Special Olympics month across the OHL, and we really think it'll help us both. We'll be able to promote the teams better than we have when they were spread out over the whole season. It didn't create quite the impact as I think we're going to have this year in November. So the Bulldogs are really kicking it off for us this year, so we're really excited about it.
Well, I know the Bulldogs are very happy to do it. Such a great organization, Special Olympics. And talk about the Special Olympics athletes and what a thrill it must be for them to be associated with an organization like the Ontario Hockey League.
Well, absolutely, Stu. You know, one of the things that comes with having an intellectual disability is we like to say, we just use sport to integrate people into their communities. And so when you're hanging with great people like the policing community and the Bulldogs and people who embrace the movement, embrace the people in the movement in the fashion by which they do is really exciting. And so, you know, having a game like this, when we're able to, highlight the cause a little bit, the fans in the seats, have always seemed to enjoy it and embrace it. Really is a win-win for, I think, both Special Olympics and hopefully the Bulldogs and the OHL feel the same way.
I know at these games, Special Olympic games at Ontario Hockey League teams, there's going to be some funds that will be raised throughout the evening. Now, those funds, how are they used?
Well, it really in two ways. The greatest effort is really at the grassroots level. And this year we've got 9 athletes who will be on their way to Nova Scotia from the Hamilton area. So that's one of the areas that the funds will help. But we also have a great big school-based program where the funds will be used. And in a lot of ways, Stu, one of the connections that's really unique about the relationship we have with the OHL is that, many of the young men who are players in the league become ambassadors. You know, like I can think of since 2007, just off the top of my head, you know, Bobby Ryan, John Tavares, Drew Doughty have all been players in the Ontario Hockey League, which all connected with the movement in one way, shape, or form, and all have given back as they've gone on into their pro careers. They've still made that connection. So there's so many ways in which this introduction has been really embraced. And it goes right to the top. I mean, David Branch is a tremendous supporter for the movement, and really crosses the borders. You know, like the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds and Erie have all kind of embraced it in terms of little competitions going back and forth. But, you know, the Generals and the Petes have a little competition again, you know, amongst each other. So all those little connections that are unique to the Ontario Hockey League have seemed to kind of find a way into Special Olympics world as well. And so it makes for a lot of fun.
We talked earlier about, what a thrill it is for the Special Olympians to be involved with OHL players. But you mentioned some pretty top-notch NHL players during their OHL days that were involved in Special Olympics. And I'm sure it's just as much a thrill for them as it is for the Special Olympians.
Yeah, in a lot of ways too. Like, you know, when you're talking about young men, you know, they're all in their high schools usually, and they're leaders, and in a great way. And I, you know, I can think of when, you know, John Tavares was just a young guy, and we were holding our games in the Durham area, and he was playing for the Generals at the time, and you know, and he really said that, like, you know, it was just an eye-opening experience for him. Some people just don't have the opportunity to be around someone with an intellectual disability, and we always say, any of us that are around the movement, we usually get more back than what we give. And in the case that, you know, in the case that I've seen by the young men that have been so generous in their time, they've said the same thing. You know, it's been a lot of fun, and it was really something that they enjoyed doing. And I would suggest, too, that, you know, many of the teams, the game nights are sort of, you know, the pinnacle of what gets connected, but you know, many of the teams do a lot of things, as you well know, in their communities, and we're amongst the benefactors of that giving.
And I guess, Glenn, obviously, the Special Olympics. When's the next big event happening?
Well, the next big event for us will be in Peterborough this year. We'll have a great big school championships that go on at the end of May. But the National Games down in Nova Scotia is really the biggest event in Canada this year, and we'll have a huge team from Ontario down at those games. So those are the big highlights, but there's a lot of events in and around communities all over Ontario almost every weekend.
And Glenn, can you run down, you mentioned floor hockey, can you mention some of the other sports?
If you think about it, Stu, in regards to how they're broken, they're sort of winter, spring, summer sports. So, you know, you've got the swimming, the athletics, bocce, bowling, floor hockey, the winter sports, the skiing, both all the skiing sports. So there's 18 sports, and really the way to kind of look at the movement is we're really sport for life. We've got tiny children in the program and sort of active start and fundamentals programs. We've got a large school-based program that takes place in both elementary and high schools, and then we have a big community program that connects adults into the program. So really we've got athletes who are, you know, 4 years old, and we've got athletes who are 80 years old. So we've got the real gambit when it comes to athletics.
Might have some listeners out there tonight to say, hey, this sounds like a great thing to be involved in. How does somebody get involved with Special Olympics and support the cause?
Stu, it'd be just great. I would say just the best way is to just jump on the Special Olympics Ontario website or call 1-888-333-5515. They can feel free to ask for me. And if they're interested in volunteering or something they heard this evening or something they'd like to do as it relates to local Special Olympics, we're always looking for more volunteers and more support. So before I go, Stu, I really would like to just give you and the folks at TSN. TSN is one of the longest standing sponsors we have in the country. And so when we're talking to people from TSN, no matter who we're talking to and what community they come from, we're talking to friends.